everyone. Welcome to Women for Hire's teleclass hosted by Arise Virtual Solutions. I'm small business coach Jen Lee, and today we're going to discuss why tens of thousands of small businesses, many of which are run by women, are partnering with Arise. We have with us today Terica Roberts, who is the CEO and owner of TNR Solutions, which is a small business that's in the Arise vendor network. Her home-based business is a mini call center that partners with Arise to deliver customer service to Fortune 500 companies. Welcome, Terica. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Jen. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So let me begin by asking, how long have you been a small business owner?
Well, I am the president and CEO of TNR Solutions, Inc., and I've been an independent business owner successfully partnering with Arise for over 2 years now.
Now, where are you originally from?
Well, I was born and raised in Miami, Florida, and I'm currently running my company from this location. Of course, I love the weather and the people.
Right. I'm from Florida myself, so everyone's jealous now, right?
Right.
So tell our listeners, what prompted you to want to take on this opportunity of starting your own small business and partnering with the Arise Network?
Well, I was a stay-at-home mom, and I had just had my third son. When he was about 7 months old, I was ready to get back into the workforce. My husband actually suggested the opportunity to me to start my own company and partner with Arise to provide call center services. It took me about 3 to 4 months to actually make the decision to get started, and I'm so glad I did.
Sometimes those husbands are actually got some good ideas, right? So what factors were you looking for when you were looking to make this decision to get started?
Well, as factors goes, I knew I needed to find flexibility. My hope was to find success at running my own company and still being able to balance my family life. Before starting my own business and partnering with Arise, I wasn't able to do that. Being my own boss and working from home is the best solution for me to achieve that flexibility. So once I did my research, I knew I wanted to move forward in running my own mini call center. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to partner with Arise and their technology infrastructure, as well as have access to Fortune 500 clients that my company would have never had access to. My company gives me the flexibility while Arise provides the clients, the technology, and the support.
Great. And what's the best part of being a small business owner, do you think?
Well, the best part, I would say, is having my own company, is being able to schedule my own hours. I love it. It's extremely rare to find an opportunity, no less create one for yourself, where you can select a time in which you want to work. I mean, literally, I could cook, work, pick up my kids, and work some more. I love it. The flexibility of being able to work when you want to.
That's great, and I bet the kids like the fact that you can still cook for them, right?
Absolutely.
So when you say schedule, what's the process with Arise? Tell us more about that.
Sure. The process is really convenient. This is where partnering my business with Arise is so valuable. My CSPs and I, we can log into a shared technology portal and select the intervals we would like to service based on what's available. After that, I'm set for the week. I can pick up more hours if they're available or release them if I need to go on vacation.
Now, that sounds great.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, right? So you can determine how much you earn for a specific period then, right?
Exactly. You have the opportunity to determine the revenue potential of your company. You can put forth the effort to earn more revenue on your terms. You can choose when to speed up or slow down depending on your needs. If you want to grow and add workers, you can because it's your business.
Oh, my goodness. And, Terica, when did you decide you wanted to grow your business and bring on CSPs to work under your company?
I would say a little after six months of servicing myself.
Wow, that's impressive. So all of this sounds extremely useful, especially with the summer coming up. Anything else that you get out of partnering with Arise besides being able to set your own schedule and technology?
Yeah,
and stuff?
Absolutely. For me, it's just not the perks I get in regards to flexibility, but, you know, being able to help others is a huge incentive for me. I like to show people that if starting a mini call center business worked for me, it could work for them too. You know, it's fascinating to see people experience the same type of journey I have. And on the flip side of that, when I'm actually providing service to clients, I also always try to put myself in the customer's shoes, always. You know, I know what it's like to be on the other end of that line. So trying to be as helpful as I can with resolving issues and ensuring their experience is changed into a positive one, that's rewarding for me.
Oh, my goodness. That's so awesome. You know, I want to be on the other – I want you to be on the other end of my call, that's for sure. Well, going back to the journey of your experience that you spoke of, do you often find people that may be in the same situation you are, you know, trying to find and balance that work-life time balance issue?
Daily, Jen, daily. I see so many people that are struggling with trying to balance their work life and their home life. I see it when I pick up my kids from school every day. I see that there are other parents out there that could really benefit from starting a home-based business as well. As an independent business owner, I love being able to show others that if starting my own company can work for me, it could work for them.
So did you have any concerns or were there any factors holding you back initially when you first started doing this? I mean, what was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, convincing you to take this opportunity on?
Yeah, I definitely had some concerns. You know, if you Google and you do your research, as with any opportunity, and to be honest, I saw more negative than positive online. But just like a movie review, you know, you may see a lot more negative. People are more likely to take the time out to write something about a negative experience than a positive experience. You really just have to try things for yourself. And you know what? I don't doubt my decision for 1 minute. I didn't listen to the naysayers, and I've been a successful business owner in the Arise Network for close to 3 years.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to come through the phone and hug you. Go, girl. So now
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, that's an accomplishment. What would you say was your proudest moment after starting your own business?
Well, before starting my own business, I didn't have reliable transportation. And with having kids, you know, with doctor's appointments, that could be quite frustrating. So after just 6 months of starting my company and partnering with Arise, I was able to purchase my own vehicle. And for me, that was really exciting.
Oh, my goodness, I bet. What do you consider the most life-changing aspect of having your own business?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have 4 boys. I've seen what it's like when parents are absent in their children's lives. You know, sure, you could be a parent but not really be there in the day-to-day. And with having boys 11, 7, 6, and 4, he actually just turned 5 on Monday, I have to be involved, both my husband and I, especially with school. And so having my own business, setting my own schedule, controlling my financial stability, this has allowed me to be there for them.
And they're lucky for it, no doubt. So, yeah, education and parental involvement in children's lives are so, so important.
I totally agree. You know, I actually have one son that has special needs. And so being able to be there at every step of the way is so integral. Being able to go to those parent-teacher meetings, being able, you know, to shop when I need to, buy extra school supplies, when the store isn't busy, you know, like it's always on the weekends, it's very life-changing for me. Before having my own company and partnering with Arise, I didn't have that luxury. So education and being present as a parent is truly important in bringing up a family, and starting my own business has helped me achieve that.
And I bet there's a lot of listeners right now that were nodding their heads when you were talking about getting those school supplies when the store isn't busy. So what would you say is one of the most challenging aspects of being a small business owner?
Well, one of the biggest challenges as a small business owner, I would say, is the responsibility, of course. You know, however, choosing your own business, this is a risk that you take. When you're a business owner, you're responsible for your taxes, equipment, you know, growing your company no matter what the opportunity. When trying to grow it, it can sometimes be difficult to show people that this particular opportunity is legitimate. So there are so many scams out there, and I'm my own life testimony. I just used my life story, and I didn't go by what others thought and said, and I tried it for myself, and I'm so happy I did.
I'm sure. So what else has having the freedom and flexibility of being your own boss provided to you? I mean, does it allow you to do anything else besides, you know, picking up the kids and going to the store?
Absolutely. I'm actually a musician. Both my husband and I'm a drummer. He's a bass player. It's a huge passion of ours, and I actually play professionally. So with having my own company and having that benefit of scheduling my own hours, I'm able to pick up gigs and pursue my dream as a profession as well. If I would have been working at a big, large company, at a brick-and-mortar company, I wouldn't have been able to fit my passion for music, which also brings in some extra income. Having my own company has given me the opportunity to pursue my dreams of being a musician and a writer, having that flexibility that I didn't have before.
You're like a Renaissance family there.
So thank you. I have to be with four boys.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, Terica, tell us what kind of costs are involved in starting your own company and partnering with Arise specifically?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a low startup investment, Jen. It averages between $200 to $500 plus the cost of equipment. The startup cost includes, you know, your background check, which is about $12.95. There's a CSP 101 certification class, which is the Arise basic certification course. This teaches you how to navigate the Arise systems as well as the network, and this can range from $5 to $99. There's also always specials on the Arise Facebook page all the time. And then lastly, about $30 to $189 to enroll in a client certification class. While the equipment costs may vary depending on what you already own, whether it be high-speed internet or phone equipment or a dedicated phone line, and corporation fees to start your company vary by state. So there's more information on Arise, workfromhome.com. That breaks all of this down. So it's worthwhile for listeners to check it out when they get a chance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my goodness, $200 to $500 to start your own small business is kind of like a walk in the park compared to some of the other costs that are associated out there in starting your own.
It is. It is. I mean, basically, Arise gives me the support I need to run my mini call center. The infrastructure and support is unmatched. Also, just think about the cost of commuting, your time, the stress, the cost of gas. Oh, my God, I definitely save on gas all the time. The wear and tear on your vehicle is definitely worth the investment. While an office job may pay more at first glance, your expenses will definitely add up, like buying lunches, consistently spending money on a professional wardrobe, coffees. I mean, honestly, starting my own business and partnering with Arise has truly changed my life for the better. I'm spoiled, and I'm sticking to it. I couldn't imagine going back working for someone else. No way, Jose.
I know. Just all the money on shoes alone is like a half a year's salary for me sometimes. So.
Absolutely.
And lastly, this may seem obvious, you know, given our interview, but are you happy with the decision you made to start your own business and partner with Arise? I bet I know the answer.
I'm definitely happier than I was before. I wasn't able to spend quality time with my four boys. I wasn't able to go to their PTA meetings and, you know, have hands-on with my kids. And I'm very happy about that, very happy with the end results.
Mm-hmm. And what would it mean for you if you no longer were able to run your company and partner with Arise?
Well, I love being a small business owner, so I would probably look for other opportunities that I can control. But the worst-case scenario would be going back into the workforce, which I wouldn't enjoy at all. It would mean having to battle Miami traffic, and that's terrible.
Yes.
I'm spoiled, really, I am. It would mean missing all those special moments that I now get to share with my kids. I wouldn't be able to have that, and that would be very sad. So it's something I don't even want to imagine.
Well, what advice would you give to women interested in starting their own business like you did?
I would say do it. If you're not sure what kind of business you want to start and you're looking for an opportunity with low startup costs and to see a quick return on your investment, then consider a home-based mini call center. Starting your own company is quick, it's easy. Just to be sure, make sure you register your company in the Arise Network. If you work and put the effort into service and hire others to do the same, you'll see a faster return on your investment than you would with any business opportunity.
Well, that's great, Terica. And for our listeners who may be interested in getting started, Arise has a process called the admission process, which can be completed in as little as 3 to 5 days, I understand. Is that correct? Can you walk us through that?
Absolutely. The partner process begins with registering yourself and your company on the Arise Partner Setup page, which can be found on ariseworkfromhome.com. Once you sign up, you will have to complete a voice assessment and a background check for security purposes. Once those steps are complete, you'll have the opportunity to enroll in a self-paced Arise Basic certification course known as the Client Support Professional 101. It's about 90 minutes long, and it doesn't have to be taken in one sitting, which is great. But it does teach you about Arise and how to navigate Arise systems. From there, you can choose the client program you want to work on, such as Carnival, Oregon, or AAA, and complete a certification course where you will be able to learn in detail about the client program, the client systems, and the client requirements. Once you successfully certify, you'll sign an agreement with Arise, and you're officially able to begin servicing the chosen program. And that's it.
That's it. It's a step-by-step program. Seems so easy. Well, that is just great, Terica. Well, that concludes our teleclass. And for anyone looking to register in the Arise Network, just click on the orange Get Started button on ariseworkfromhome.com. And again, Terica, thank you so much for sitting down with us and sharing your experience. It was definitely inspiring. I'm motivated, and I'm sure our listeners will find it as motivating as well.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Jim, for having me.
All right, fantastic. Thanks, everyone.